Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Making his debut as the artist of the day. It is a good afternoon. Sam, because Rebecca is not able to join us live, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really had anything prepared, but honestly, I am just ready for all of this stuff to be over. I'm going to steal everybody else's grievance that is going to come today and say that I'm ready to have my people back at work. You know, the full newsroom that I'm used to that I never get to experience anymore.
Do you mean me and Dana? Is that what you're saying?
Mostly Dana. A little bit of you. I still get to see you every day for 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy 5767798. Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Let's go. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Dana Wright, I know you've got a grievance.
My grievance is with myself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a goofy little thing, but last night I was calm. I was having a good night. I was happy. I was out by the fire pit with my daughter. We were listening to music. Van Morrison, by the way, Brand New Day, amazing song. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so relaxed. And then she comes in and says, well, why don't we watch a movie? Because it was getting chilly outside. I said, sure, babe, let's watch a movie. So we scroll through and we settle on World War Z with Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. And the zombie apocalypse. By the end of that movie, which I have seen like 9 times, my blood pressure is up. My heart rate is up. I'm screaming, run, 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 no, run. And I looked at my daughter world and I go, we had the most relaxing night. Why would we watch a movie about a pandemic during a pandemic? My grievance is with myself. But okay. Damn, he looks good in that movie.
Okay.
Damn.
Breathe.
That hair. Hoy.
Dana?
I know, but it's just so good.
Sam, send us to the phones, please.
Let's start with Leroy in South KC.
Leroy, what's up, man? It's been a long time.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hi.
Same to you, buddy.
I got a little problem here. I was watching TV last night, and I see these union nurses protesting by my hospital. And they're complaining about all this social distancing. And there they are prancing around the parking lot, no mask on, hugging on each other. They're not social distancing. We need these nurses. And all they're talking is union, 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 but they're not going to social distance. What's going on?
Wow.
Leroy,
you just
slammed
down the phone?
I think so.
I think that was a mic drop.
I think it was a phone drop.
Sam, send us to the next.
John in Lee Summit.
Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking.
Long time listener. I have two grievances and one statement. My first grievance is with the radio station, at the end of your play every day, you do that extra hour. It's not the best of, because I've heard Dana speak Spanish before. Anyway, the second grievance is with Sam. If we could get Sam to quit doing the imitation of Vanna White, it would really make my day. It was funny at first, but it's not funny no more.
Ow. Oh, I like okay. Sam's goodbye.
Here's my statement. It's to Scott, and it's personal between me and Scott. I've talked to Scott many times on the phone. Listen to him since he was with Mike. Long time. Love you, Dana. But this one's straight to Scott. Scott, I have to thank you for all all you've done and opened up your life and showed us all how, when you talked about your drinking, because there's an other side to all this. I have an alcoholic son, and he has other medical issues. And when Scott came out and told his story and was so strong about it, it made me get really strong with my son to actually get him help, because it's very hard to get him help because he's an adult and I can't make him do something he doesn't want to do. But I have gotten a lot stronger since Scott came out with his story, and I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart. I love you to death, and I'm so proud of what you've done and how you've helped everybody in this town. Sorry, I didn't mean to try to make you cry today. I know it's been a rough day, and I know it's a rough world we're living in, but I've been wanting to make this call for a long time, and things are starting to look better for me and my son, and I just want to thank Scott for everything he's done.
I'm so glad.
Thank you so much, Scott. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
576-7798. More of your grievances in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Shot through the heart, and you're too late.
We'll be right back.
is the Jovi of John. What are you giggling about over there?
Did you hear this week that, bless John Bon Jovi, he like surprised a kindergarten class or something on Zoom to read him like a children's book or something? And of course, like, God love the kids, but like they were like, who's
they don't
that?
Know. They don't know.
They don't know who he is. Now the moms were probably like, let me in on that. Let me in on that Zoom. I'd like to Zoom that.
I'd like to Zoom that. Oh my God. Sam, send us to the phones if you would, please.
You guys are perverted.
I'd like to get a little zoom on that action.
Mm-hmm. Perverted. Here, Brenda in Overland Park.
Step aside, kid.
Brenda, hello.
Hello, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
You guys,
hey,
I am
Brenda,
so
Brenda,
would
you like to, zoom Bon Jovi?
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Man, I would knock my own kids straight to the ground to get to him on a Zoom.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead, Brenda. You're on.
Here's my grievance. I was out walking my dog responsibly on March 30th, and I fell against the curb and did what I thought I sprained my ankle. It puffed up really bad. But I finally went to the doctor today because it's not getting any better. And I found out I've been walking on it and it's broken for 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
The reason I was walking on it is because, of course, instead of going to the doctor because I didn't want to be, you know, a baby about it, I asked on my Facebook page, what should I do? And someone said, well, if it's sprained, make sure you're walking on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, rub dirt on it and then walk on it.
I go in this afternoon and the doctor's kind of like, I think you need an x-ray. And I'm like, okay. And then he called and left me a voicemail. And he said, make sure you're staying off of it and get some crutches. And I'm thinking, where do I go get crutches now on a Friday night during a quarantine?
Ooh. That's a good question. You might have to just hobble around for a day.
No. You can get crutches at like CVS.
CVS?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's my grievance. I'm bummed out because I could have maybe got a cast 3 weeks ago or whatever, and I didn't. So.
That's a hell of a good grievance.
Well, I'm sorry you broke your foot. I've never broken a foot or a toe. I'm sure it's incredibly painful.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Yeah,
I broke my
elbow, and that was 1,000 times worse.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, God, yes. They had to give me morphine. Breaking your elbow is one of the most painful things you can do.
How did you break your elbow?
I was pregnant, and I was running to throw up, and I tripped and fell on my basement floor.
You tripped pregnant running. Wait, did the vomit projectile in the air or once you hit the floor?
You know, I don't remember, but that is how you get to the front of the emergency room line. You walk in pregnant with your arm and hanging in a really weird way, and they just cannot wait to drop everything and help you.
Oh, man, that is funny.
I'll tell you this, though, caller. I've been through the windshield of a car, as everybody knows, because I never shut up. The worst pain ever is breaking a rib.
Mm.
Because every time you breathe, every time you lie, and being on the show with Dana, and she says so many stupid things, and then I start laughing, and when you laugh, it makes your midsection kind of expand. And when you have a broken rib, your rib just keeps going out, and it's like, oh my God, oh my God.
Hey, Brenda.
Yes.
I love the man trying to one up the pregnant woman projectile vomiting who tripped and broke her elbow. I would just like to remind you that it's a man talking, and so his tolerance for pain is less than zero. Oh, I broke my rib.
And, you know, they had to put pins in it when I was awake because I was pregnant. They couldn't put me out.
Oh.
I guess I have a really high pain tolerance.
Yeah, it's because you're a woman.
You know, it was not a good time. And then they had to take the pins out right before my son was born so that I could move my elbow.
I am glad that you are doing better, Brendan. I hope you find crutches tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, go to CVS.
Why does it always become a misogyny debate? Nothing related.
Because she is in the worst pain of her life, and she's pregnant while projectile vomiting through the air and tumbling down the stairs. And Scott's like, let me tell you about the time I had pleurisy. Good Lord. No. Do not want her story.
All right, now wait a minute. Now wait a minute.
It was the worst pain I'd ever been in.
Pleurisy is more painful than childbirth.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sam, to the phones.
Or to the breaks. It's time to go there.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Dana.
I hate my job.
Go tase yourself. We'll be right back.
Ride the lightning.
Go to
break. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say,
it is Festivus Friday. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let's go to the phones. Sam, bring him in, buddy.
Jim in Sibley.
Jim in Sibley, Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Well, hello, Dana Scott. Today I feel like I'm Lou Grant having to bring in Mary Richards and Ted Baxter to talk to them about their vocabulary. Today's vocabulary lesson is brought to you by the letter U. And that goes back to a little broadcast, let's see, 2 Mondays ago. The word is unrepairable. And that is a real word and a full synonym of irreparable.
I prefer irreparable, but go ahead.
I prefer irreparable too.
Yeah, well, you jumped in and pretended like it was like it unrepairable did not exist. You could have cost someone their Scrabble game, Scott.
Why do you hate Words with Friends?
Okay, great broadcast, y'all. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you, man. God bless
you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Sammy?
Chris in Lenexa.
Chris, hello.
Hello. So my grievance is with Mitch McConnell and his recommendation that states take advantage of the pandemic and the financial crisis that it's causing to declare bankruptcy in order to walk out on their pension obligations. In the state of Kansas, every city, state, and county employee and school district employee gets their pension through CAPERS. The state requires that cities, counties, and school districts fully fund their pensions as the pensions are earned. So in the state of Kansas, the CAPERS problem is that the state is not required to fully fund their obligations. So all the state employees have had their pension obligations not met by the state. And if the state turns around and decides to take advantage of declaring bankruptcy, not only will it take the state employees, but it's also going to take the money from the school district and the cities and counties that have fully paid into the fund and give that money to the state employees.
Oh, okay.
Was that a mic drop right there?
It was a mic drop.
Okay.
And if you were a teacher, you understand exactly what he just said.
Okay. I do... Yeah. I do not know how the teachers are doing this. You know, I got to thinking the other day.
Was it just one time? Or?
Okay, clearly this
first
is
time in a decade. Last time for a decade. You know.
You teed that right up. Come on, it's Friday.
God, I can't wait for 2 days off without you. honest to God.
Oh, God, it's 28 minutes. 28 minutes.
Just get me to it. Just get me to six.
Just get me to six.
Like, I was thinking about our good friend, Rudd Babcock, and his wife, Tabitha, is a theater teacher. Mm-hmm. Like, what is she doing? You know, how do they do theater online?
Well, I will tell you, for some of my kids' classes, and theater isn't one of them, but band is certainly one of them. Health is one of them. English is one of them. You know, one of the teachers yesterday, God love her, had a Zoom yesterday and just wanted to see the kids' faces and ask how they were doing. And my daughter said to me, you know, we didn't even really talk about the book. She wanted to know what we were watching on TV and how things were going. And I said, well, honey, you know, God bless the teachers right now. They're worried about their own lives and their own health and safety and their family's health and safety, but they're always also worried about the kids. And I said, if that Zoom call is just 15 minutes that the kids are reminded that somebody's thinking about them and this is a scary time, I said, God bless that teacher for doing that. I don't care what you guys talk about. It doesn't have to be about some book you don't want to read in the first place. I would rather the teacher Zoom them and ask them about their dog or how they're doing or any of that stuff.
Speaking of books, Kelly's son is reading Tom Sawyer right now.
Uh-huh.
They've taken out the N-word. Did you know that?
Yeah, I told you that like months ago.
They have taken it out of some of the publications. I don't know that they've taken it out of all of the publications.
They have taken it out.
They replaced it with the word slave.
Okay. Sam, next on the list.
John and KC.
Hey, John.
Afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good to be with you.
Good to meet you, too. First off, I want to thank you all for the daily deep belly laughs you all give me constantly. I don't know
daily,
what I do without
them. Whoa, the daily what?
Deep belly laughs.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Okay, now for my grievance. My grievance is against all these politicians we have. Couldn't begin this thing. We're all together. This is how we're going to do this. Now it's a hodgepodge. Who can get their people the thickest, the fastest, it seems.
Yeah, I think everyone has that grievance right now.
Well, you guys have a good day now.
All right, you do the same, buddy.
Thank you for calling in.
Sarah has a grievance, and her grievance is that she filed her taxes in February.
How's that working out?
Did I tell you this story yesterday?
You told me privately.
I told you off the air, yeah. So Sarah is mad because she filed her taxes in February, and she is owed $333 from the federal government because she did work. And I filed my taxes on April 10th. And yesterday, my refund came in the mail, and I walked into the house, and I said, oh, look at that. A letter from the federal government. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and you know.
She knew.
Yes. Yes. She's like, what is it? And I said, well, it's my tax refund. And, oh, look at how much it is. And I showed her. And she's like, I hate you.
I hate you too. I've never opened that check.
Did you get your refund back?
No, we did not.
Oh, never mind.
Again.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
All good.
Sam, did you get your refund check back?
I have not gotten mine back yet.
I got mine.
You said you filed on the 10th?
Yeah.
Was that a Saturday?
It was a Saturday.
I filed the same day and have not gotten mine back.
I will tell you the story, and it's not political, but it's about my father who makes me laugh every single day. And
who is
you know,
very conservative.
They're crazy. So my dad for years, blanking government. And I would say, you know, yeah, we owe like $9,000 this year. Blanking government. Blah, like, I can't even repeat the adjectives, verbs, nouns he uses adverbs. To describe the federal government.
He might throw an adverb in. We don't know.
It's just, he hates the government. And so all these years, I've never gotten a refund. We pay in, and then we owe. And so just will not let it go how much he hates the government. So this year, because I don't care who's in office, we're never getting money back. I go blank and blank. We owed blank. And I go, and dad, you know, I don't care who's in office. This is not political. The government's never getting smaller. And he pauses, and I'm waiting for the time. I'm waiting for the F-bombs to come shooting out of his mouth and smack me in the face. And you know what he says?
What?
Well, we should all just be thankful that we're doing so well. I go, you have got to be kidding me. Wearing that red hat, sitting at home watching Fox News.
Okay, now you're getting political.
Well, you should just be glad that you're doing so well. I called you for F-bombs, and you'd better deliver F-bombs. Unbelievable. That's my other grievance.
More of your grievances here in just a moment. 576-7798. It's brought to you by
More of Dana's grievances here in a moment.
Michelob Ultra, and about to be brought to you by some rosé.
Oh, somebody's about to get herself a glass of wine.
Now you bring up taxes, and I'm popping open that bottle. That's what I'm doing.
Festivus Friday, 576-7798, brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was.
Welcome to the radio station that plays the worst songs of all time.
For whatever that means.
And that was Scott's grievance for the day.
No, my grievance is actually the same grievance I had last week, if I may. I am sick and tired of all of these people on national television, Fox News, CNN. I don't need to see all the books that you've read.
When or you haven't go read.
On, or have not read, that is correct, Sam. It's really impressive to me that you have a nice library, but God knows you've never read those books. And I don't need to see every single news reporter in America standing in front of a bunch of books that they have never read. What?
How do you know they've never read those books?
Oh, give me a break.
I probably have 40 books in my little personal library, and I've read 38 of the 40, and the two that I didn't read were just because it took too damn long, and my ADD kicks in, and then I just can't. Goldfinch, God love you. I tried to get through Goldfinch, Beloved by Toni Morrison's the other one. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I've read all the other ones.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You're
just
like,
because you don't read doesn't mean I can't.
It's not that I don't read. I do read. But there is no way they have read all of the 50,000 books behind them when they're on TV. There is just no way. So quit sitting in front of your little library trying to make me look like an idiot. And you have not read all those books. Period. End of story. Sam,
I hear your dog.
Well, the girls just showed up, so she's very excited.
Oh, hi.
Sam, next one.
Casey in KCK.
Oh, KC in KCK.
Yes. Hi, Dana. Hi, Scott. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing well.
Good. My day is ending. My grievance is right now, I'm a lady trucker. I drive fuel tanks. And every time I stop at my stations where I drop my loads, I have at least three guys come up to me, three men, and ask me, what made me want to drive tankers?
You can drop your load all by yourself. You don't need no help from no man.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Hey, what's your handle?
Oh yeah. I don't drive a CBM local.
Okay.
And it's a little. I drive more cautious than anybody, so I'd rather not have a distraction with 8,000 to 8,500 gallons of fuel behind me.
Amen.
But yeah, every time I'm in wherever I'm going, whether it's Windsor, Missouri, or Emporia, Kansas, I have at least 3 men stop and ask me, why are you driving a tanker? Because I want to, and I like it.
Can I give you a handle if you ever go over the road?
Can I give you a response if you need one?
Yes.
Here's what I want your handle to be. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Mama Pepsi.
Okay, I got you. If I ever go over the road again, that'll be me.
All right, you're Mama Pepsi, okay?
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right,
Mama,
you're welcome.
Pepsi. Okay.
No. I met an over-the-road trucker years ago, and her name was Mama Pepsi, and she rode with a pig, and this pig bit me. I wish this was a joke. It's not a joke. And I just remember, I thought, wow, that's the greatest over-the-road handle I've ever heard, Mama Pepsi.
Okay.
Sam, next one. Oh, it's time to go.
I got your caller right here.
I'm going to buy you a clock. Hang it from your forehead.
I'm going to punch you.
He's
in your
like
mouth.
Like Flava Flav, but higher.
Right?
We'll just cover his whole face with it.
It'll be facing you, though, not everybody else, because you have to be able to see it.
I'm going to punch you in your mouth. With my foot. We got to run. It's been an honor and a privilege. I hope everybody has a great weekend. He is Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen. He's the finest man in all of America. Lady down there on the couch, that's Dana Wright. She's my good friend and co-host. I am Scott Parks. God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. I want everybody to have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. Social distance. And be good. We'll see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.